translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada De Ki Jai. The personality of God, it said, knowledge about me as described in the scriptures is very confidential, and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. The necessary paraphernalia for that process is being explained by me. You may take it up carefully. Lord Brahma is the topmost devotee of the Lord within the universe, and therefore the personality of Godhead replied to his four principal inquiries in four important statements, which are known as the original Bhagavatam in four verses. These were Brahma's questions. Number one, what are the forms of the Lord both in the matter and in transcendence? Number two, how are the different energies of the Lord working? Number three, how does the Lord play with his different energies? And number four, how may Brahma be instructed to discharge the duty entrusted to him? The prelude to the answers is this verse under discussion, wherein the Lord informs Brahma that knowledge of him, the Supreme Absolute Truth, as it is stated in the revealed scriptures, is very subtle and cannot be understood unless one is self-realized by the grace of the Lord. The Lord says that Brahma may take the answers as he explains them. This means that transcendental knowledge of the Absolute Supreme Being can be known if it is made known by the Lord himself. By the mental speculation of the greatest mundane thinkers, the Absolute Truth cannot be understood. The mental speculators can reach up to the standard of impersonal Brahman realization, but factually, complete knowledge of transcendence is beyond the knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Thus it is called the supreme confidential wisdom. Out of many liberated souls, someone may be qualified to know the personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also said by the Lord himself that out of many hundreds of thousands of people, one may try for perfection in human life, and out of many liberated souls, one may know him as he is. Therefore, the knowledge of the personality of Godhead may be attained by devotional service only. Rahasyam means devotional service. Lord Krishna instructed Arjun in Bhagavad Gita because he found Arjun to be a devotee and a friend. Without such qualifications, one cannot enter into the mercy of the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, one cannot understand the personality of Godhead unless one becomes a devotee and discharges devotional service. This mercy is love of Godhead. Love of Godhead is put in italics, emphasis. Therein lies the main qualification for knowing the mystery of the personality of Godhead. And to attain the stage of transcendental love of Godhead, regulative principles of devotional service must be followed. The regulative principles are called Vidhi Bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord, and they can be practiced by a neophyte with his present senses. Such regulative principles are mainly based on hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord. And such hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord can be made possible in the association of devotees only. Lord Chaitanya therefore recommended five main principles for attaining perfection in devotional service of the Lord. The first is association with devotees, hearing. Second is chanting the glories of the Lord. Third, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees. Fourth, residing in holy place connected with the Lord. And fifth, worshipping the deity of the Lord with devotion. Such rules and regulations are part and parcels of devotional service. So as requested by Lord Brahma, the personality of Godhead will explain all about the four questions put forward by Brahma and others also, which are part and parcels of that same of the same questions. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tamsa Jeevam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare So my humble obeisances to all the devotees present here and everybody online I beg your blessings so I can speak something meaningful on today's verse and in the process purify my senses in my heart. So repeating the verse quickly, the personality of God has said, knowledge about me as described in the scriptures is very confidential and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. The necessary paraphernalia for that process has been explained by me. You may take it up carefully. So quickly the context of this chapter began with Shukdev Goswami asking some questions about the spiritual, how a jiva can attain a material body. Then we hear about Lord Brahma appearing on the top of the lotus. Couldn't figure out what was going on. He climbs all the way down. For thousands of years, still can't find out what's going on. He was looking for the source of the lotus. He went all the way back up again. Then he hears the words, tapa, tapa. And he then, of course, takes it as a signal and does tapa, penances for 1,000 celestial years. So this is the background. And then the Lord gives him the darshan of the Vaikuntha planet. So we heard some beautiful verses described in the Vaikuntha planets. And now Lord Krishna is inviting Brahma to ask for some benedictions. So in the verses before this, 26 to 30, Lord Brahma has asked four questions. Prabhupada mentions it in slightly different words in the purport, but it says, please tell me about your material and spiritual forms. Number two, how are your various spiritual and material energies working? Number three, what are the activities? What are the activities in relation to your material and spiritual energies? And number four, please bestow. So all of them are not questions. This one is actually a request, really. Please bestow your mercy so I can execute your instructions without pride and bondage. So similar questions were asked earlier also by Parikshit Maharaj to Shukdev Goswami. So this is a bit of a repeat. So Lord Brahma will now coming to the very important part of this chapter. This verse and the next verse is like a prelude to the Chaturshloki Gita, which is verses number, anybody? 33 to 36. So that's the Chaturshloki Bhagavatam. Just like we have in the Bhagavad Gita, we have the Chaturshloki Gita, which is 8 to 11. That's it, yeah. And there is also a Trishloki Gita in the Bhagavad Gita. Anybody know where that is? 15th chapter, text number 16, 17, 18, I think. Yeah, 16, 17, 18. So today's verse. So how is the knowledge about the Lord described in the verse today? Anybody remember? Confidential, not just confidential. It is actually jnanam parama guhyam, extremely topmost secret almost. Right. So one line there, the third line, I believe, it says, sarahasyam tadangam cha. So Satya scholars, rahasyam. What does rahasyam mean? Secret, confidential. So already we've said guhyam before, which also is confidential, secret. So Prabhupada translates guhyam as confidential, or very confidential here, param guhyam, but it translates sa rahasyam, interestingly, as devotional service. Interesting, right? I can't quite figure it out, because I looked at the references on Vedabase. So sa rahasyam is used in this verse as devotional service. Then 529 is translated as with confidential portion. 10:45:34 along with confidential portion. In Adilila Chaitanya Charitamrita 151 along with mystery. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 25:105 with mystery. So all those translations are to do with confidentiality or mysterious. But here Prabhupada, obviously, very pointedly, is translating this as devotional service. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gonitai ki jai, Jagat Guru Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So, yeah, I'm not quite sure why is that. I suppose if you think about it, devotional service, and the whole purport is talking about how confidential it is. For somebody to really understand devotional service, to understand Krishna, it is very confidential. So in that sense, I suppose it makes sense. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, so here the Lord is saying to Brahma that you are qualified to receive this knowledge. And in Bhagavad Gita 4.3, also Krishna says a similar thing to Arjuna, where he says this very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. Bhakto sime sakhajeti, so that famous verse. So here, rahasyam is translated as mystery by Prabhupada. So mystery, I suppose we can also think, because it's for the demons, it always remains a mystery. It's always a secret because they will never understand the Lord or his paraphernalia. So as usual, I like to just dive into the purport. It's nice purport, beautiful purport, and quite long. So I like these kind of purports. So we can dive into the purports and just delve deeper into some of the sentences Prabhupada is giving us by citing some of the evidences from other scriptures. So Prabhupada says, the Lord informs Brahma that knowledge of him, the Supreme Absolute Truth, as it is stated in the revealed scriptures, is very subtle and cannot be understood unless one is self-realized by the grace of the Lord. So I was thinking, yes, the grace of the Lord, but I was personally thinking, am I qualified to directly receive the grace of the Lord? Maybe not. For us, we need to go through devotees. We need to go through senior devotees as well as spiritual master. So the verse in Prabhupada often quotes this verse from the Svetasvedara Upanishad 6.23. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha guru tasya te khatita hyartha prakashante mahatmana. So only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are the imports of the Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. So unlike material knowledge, which we need to acquire externally by using our senses and our intelligence, it is explained that the spiritual knowledge is within everyone's heart. And whilst it's covered currently with all the unearthers, it can be revealed. It is said in the very first sloka of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Rida Ya Adi Kavaya. So the Lord Himself reveals the knowledge to Lord Brahma. So like Lord Brahma, we all have the knowledge within us, because the spirit soul is pure, the spirit soul is fully cognizant, and as soon as the covering of the anarthas are removed, the truth of the Supreme Lord is revealed. So the faith in God is necessary, but we cannot approach Him directly, and we need to approach Him through the spiritual master. Mercy of a senior devotee is necessary. And there's a famous verse in Srimad Bhagavatam in the story of Jadabharat, when Jadabharat is speaking to King Rahugada. It's a very famous verse, Canto 5, Chapter 12, Text 12. This verse used to be quoted quite frequently by His Grace Shruti Prabhu. And we also learned this in our Bhakti Vaibhava course. Rahuganaita tapasa nayati na che jaya nirvaparad grihadva na chandasa naiva jalagni surye vina mahat padarajo bishekam. Vina mahat padarajo bishekam. So it is explained that the absolute truth cannot be realized unless one has the opportunity to smear his entire body with a dust emanating from a great devotee. That's the translation. It's a long translation, but it's just part of it. So you need a lot of dust to cover your whole body, won't you? How would you cover? How would you read this? Covering your whole body with a dust from a lotus feet of a great devotee. Any thoughts out this side? Physically, yes, you could, maybe, you know, as a spiritual master is walking up the corridor, we could bend down and touch the floor that he's walked on and take the dust on our head, that we do. But the meaning, yes, Prabhupada, Prabhu, you're saying? Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. The dust of the lotus feet of the spiritual master is actually following his instructions. So when it's said that we cover ourselves fully, is fully and totally following his instructions. That means that is what it is. So here it is said in that verse to King Rahugana that knowledge can only be revealed by those who have attained the mercy of a great devotee. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.2.34 famous verse, Ata Shri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahayam indriye, Sevan mukhehi jivvahadav swayam eva svurat yada. Again, it says, no one can understand Krishna as he is by blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them by the transcendental loving service to him. Slightly different translation, it says, when we engage our tongue to chant his names and taste his prasadam, then the senses are automatically cleansed and then we understand him. So the Lord actually becomes pleased when the devotees render service to his devotees rather than rendering service direct to him. Lord Shiva once was asked by Durga about what's the topmost worshipable deity. So it's Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param. Tasmat Parataram Devim Tadiyanam Samarcharam. So here it's explained that the worship to Lord Vishnu is the highest. But even higher than the worship of Lord Vishnu is to worship devotees. He says tadiyanam, things related to the Lord. So that is the highest worship. So this worship of devotees is more important than the worship of the Lord himself was very nicely demonstrated by this wonderful pastime of a devotee called Kanchi Punda in South India, in Kanchipuram. His service was to fan Lord Varadaraj. And he used to do it very, very dedicatedly. And over years he did that. And he got to a stage where he actually developed a relationship with the Lord. And the Lord used to speak with him. So when other devotees found this out, they thought, this is great. So they used to ask him, to ask questions to Lord Varadaraj. So please ask him this and you get the answer the next day. And Varadaraj used to answer. So one time one devotee asked Kanchipurna, please ask the Lord, when will I go back to the spiritual world? So Kanchipurna goes and he asks. And the Lord says, yeah, tell the devotee he'll go back to the spiritual world at the end of this life. So he goes back and tells him. And then he thought, how about me? Maybe I should ask. But he was feeling a bit shy that he didn't want to ask. But that next day when he was fanning the Lord, of course, can read his mind. So he says, you got something to ask me? Yeah, no, not really, my Lord. No. He said, no, go on, ask. I know you want to ask me something. So he says, the Lord, I'm sorry, but I want to just also ask, will I be going back at the end of this life? The Lord says, no. He's shocked. I'm not going back. That devotee who just does service on Sundays, he's going back, and I do service every day. I'm fanning you every day. I can't go back. He says, no, because you're serving me, but you'll never serve my devotees. So Kanchipurna, he was fanning at that time. He takes the fan, gives it to the Lord, fan yourself. I'm going. He leaves. He goes straight away. Now, he is a very, very senior devotee. Everybody knows him. He's a sannyas. He's a sannyasi, very, very senior. So who's going to give him service? So he decides to change his clothes. So he finds some white clothes from somewhere, puts them on, hides his saffron clothes, and goes to a devotee in some kind of camouflage, some kind of sort of disguise. And he says, can you give me some service? So my cow needs to be looked after. Okay, I'll look after the cow. So he does this service. Every day, looks after the cow, you know, cleans the place, everything. He does that. But he doesn't come close. He doesn't speak to anybody. He doesn't let anybody come close to him so people will recognize him like this. He hides. But one day, about 6 months later, it was heavy rain, and he got completely drenched. So he had to, for a little while, at least while the white clothes dried, he went into his kutir, changed into saffron again, and put the white clothes for drying. At that time, this other devotee came and saw him. I said, my God, Kanchipurna, how can I give you so much service? I've committed so much sin by letting you do service for me. Anyway, he just runs from there, goes to Varadaraj, enters there, and Lord Varadaraj looks at him, wow, well, welcome back, Kanchipurna. Now you're going to go back at the end of this life because you have served my devotee. So wonderful instruction for us that yes, we're also eager. You know, when you look at the deity schedule, when somebody gets a second initiation, Brahmin initiation, first thing they want to do, I want to go on the altar. I want to be serving the deities. Everybody wants, there's a queue for that service. Nobody wants to clean the altar. Nobody wants to do the washing up and cleaning everything and doing the maha cleanup in the kitchen. No, let everybody else do it. I want to serve the Lord. But by us doing the other services, we are serving the devotees. And that is, as the Lord says, far more valuable. So lots more evidence about this. This is the main theme about this purpose, so we'll focus on that. Lot more evidence on this. Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 3 says that those who are not faithful to this devotional service cannot attain me or conqueror of enemies. Therefore, they return to the path of birth, death in the material world. So, yeah, both those who don't perform devotional service cannot attain the Lord. It's said there. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to just go a little bit fast forward. Lord Krishna, in the 7th chapter, he famously says, Naham prakasha sarvesya yoga maya samavrita. Modo yam nabi janati loko yam. Lokomam ajam am yayam. He says, I'm never manifest to the foolish and the unintelligent. To them I'm covered by my yogamaya. Therefore, they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. So these are non-devotees who they can never understand him. They can, Prabhupada explains, they can probably just go up to the Brahmajyoti, right? But they cannot reach the Lord himself. In Ishapanishad, Mantra 15 says, Hiranmayena patrena satyasya bihi ya pitam mukham tatvam pushan apavenu satya dharmaya drishyate. Oh my Lord, the sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. So yeah, let's see if I can fit in something more here. Lots more evidence about that. Another one, Bhakti Yama. So just by devotional service, we can go to the Lord. 1855, Bhakti Yama Abhijanati. Yavan yasjasmi tatvata tatoma tatpato gyatva vishate tat anantaram vishate. One can enter the supreme abode only by my devotional service. This particular verse, incidentally, is used by the impersonalist. Vishate, they take the word vishate as entering into the Lord. But of course, we get the right translation here. That vishate means entering into the kingdom of the Lord, not actually becoming one with the Lord. So, coming up to 8:30, towards the end of the purport, Prabhupada gives the five angas of bhakti, last five angas of the 64 rather, that we read in Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. So these five are quickly, they're given in different orders in different places. Prabhupada also gives in different order, but the way we learned it in the Bhakti Shastri course was this way. The last five was Shraddha Purvak Murti Seva, which means deity worship, Shraddha Purvak, which means with devotion. Next one is Sajatiya Snigdha Mahattara Sadhu Sangha. They'll be associating with like-minded, affectionate, advanced devotees. Nam Sankirtan, that's very easy. Loud congregation chanting of the Lord. And the last one is Sri Mathura Vasa, again, living in a holy dham. We can't all go have the benefit, huh? Sorry. Four. Oh, sorry, one more. Did I miss one? Oh, yes, sorry, yes. That was a very... Nam Sankirtan. Sahajyas. No. Rasikai Saha Bhagavata Ashaya. It means Rasikai Saha. So study the Bhagavatam. With who? Rasikai, with devotees. Not just ordinary devotees. Devotees who are already tasting the rasa. Rasikas. So amongst those devotees, you can study the Bhagavatam to get the maximum benefit out of that. So, yeah, in summary, the main theme of this purport was that we can only understand the Supreme Lord by devotional service. And we develop devotional service in association with devotees, and we please the spiritual master, and that way we please the Lord. And once we get that perfection, then what happens? Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti yamshama sundaram jutakariva sarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So we see, once we have the salve of love on our eyes, we can't see the Lord with these eyes, but when the eyes are covered with the salve of love, through the our eye of the soul, we can see the Lord within our heart. What Lord do we see? It's explained, the Lord is in the heart, in the Vishnu form, four-armed, Kshirodakshai form, isn't it? So in one lecture, I can't remember who it was. It was a senior devotee who I heard a lecture online, actually. And she was saying, Prabhupada disciple, she was saying that Prabhupada once explained to them in a room conversation that you see in your heart, you see the Kshirodakshai Vishnu when yogis do that, right? But he says that is the beginning. Gradually, as your devotion deepens, then that form turns into Krishna. With two-armed form with a flute. And there is still a further stage. When at the stage of perfection of our devotional service, you see Radha and Krishna together in our heart. which is so, so beautiful. We are looking forward to that. So, Prabhuji, Mataji, thank you so much for your patience. Sorry, a bit of a rush. There was a lot more to be said about it, but we ran out of time, as I always do. So please, any comments, criticisms, realizations, questions, please. Thank you. No? Yes, please. David Prabhu. Microphone. As I always remind people, if a microphone is not used, the automation thinks that the class is finished. And suddenly, we'll be cut off. So we are here. There's about maybe 50 of us here. There's 200 online who miss out on the rest of the class.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. It mentions in the Bhagavad Gita and the introduction, Srila Prabhupada says that devotees are only concerned with the form of Shama Sundar. So I'm just wondering about, like, for example, like Lord Chaitanya or different forms of the Lord, if this is still, you know, how relevant is this in terms of trying to realize the Lord?
Yeah, so devotee, exactly. So devotees, for us, it says, yes, Shama Sundar. So for us, we're thinking about Shama Sundar. We are not as even in, it says in the Bhagavatam, isn't it, in the 10th canto, when Krishna disappeared and the gopis were looking for him, Krishna took the form of Vishnu and he's sitting there. They are not really, have you seen Krishna? They were not literally, just they wanted to find out from him, where is Krishna? So similarly, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, our focus is Krishna. In fact, more than that, our Krishna is Radha first, Radha and Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani and Krishna combined. So our focus is Radha and Krishna combined. And Shyama Sundar, of course, ultimately. Thank you. Anybody else? If not, thank you so much. Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.